to Women of God on the Frontline Victorious, a podcast for and about victorious women, accepting and celebrating their calling, in spite of the many challenges faced while on the front line. Today, I will continue with resilience, sharing with you point two of the three key points that would perfectly help strengthen you and prove why we can insert resilience in the face of opposition while we are facing our very own individual frontline experiences called life. The key point I'll be sharing in this episode is your focus. Your focus. Fight the real enemy. What Paul wanted you and I to know is that our oppositions, both visible and physical, is preceded by something invisible and spiritual. In verse 12, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickednesses in high places." It's so important to recognize your real enemies. Most of our struggles of warfare you and I experience do not originate from the fruit of whatever opposition we are facing. Example, our spouses, neighbors, co-workers, children, or any earthly opponent. Spiritual forces of evil exist. Please know that there is always something you cannot see controlling what you can see. And if we spend our time fighting those things we can see, the fruits of our oppositions, as mentioned earlier, those earthly opponents, we will exhaust ourselves without even tapping into the root of the real opposition. Hear what Paul says again. Flesh and blood, skin and bones, those aren't the places where your real struggles lie. The identity of your real enemy is clear as day. It's him. It's all him. It's always been him, the enemy, for he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. When you are aware of the root of opposition, your fight is better prepared. But in a turbulent life's exhausting pace, we can quickly lose touch with what Paul is telling us. Even in knowing the truth, we can lose sight of where these attacks are originating from. And by failing to take notice and remember, it's not hard to lose our cool, our temper, and most of our self-control before we ever find our way back to ultimate reality. In order to exert resilience, you must call the enemy's bluff. Pull the curtain back, open up our spiritual eyes, and remain continually aware of the one who's truly behind a lot of the stuff we are always blaming on our circumstance, our earthly opponents. Paul admonishes us to let the enemy know we see him as the root and we won't waste time fighting the fruits. Sis, bounce back. Thanks for tuning in. Join me on the next episode as I continue to share on the third and final point, which is put it on. Until next time, be amazingly blessed.